Okay, here we go.
The conference will now begin.
So yesterday, we were continuing with the Hakdama to this halakha. The Hakdama comes again from Torah Yud Gimel from Rabbi Nachman. And we're trying to, in this Torah Rabbi Nachman, we're trying to connect to and allow the Hashkafa Shlema, the watchful eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divine providence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be totally connected to us, totally on us, and our focus on Him. And Rabbi Nachman told us, we're just going to go through the beginning quickly, and Rabbi Nachman told us that one of the biggest problems, if not the biggest problem, is our tithes moment. Now, when a person is involved in the burning desire for money, whether he has a burning desire to amass wealth or he becomes a big miser and he holds on to his money, the point being is that he's not allowing the money to flow through him. He's stopping the flow of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically through this inyan of mamonos. And when that happens, it's a type of avodah zara. And when a person does avodah zara in this world, he does avodah, not avodah Hashem, but a weird type of a foreign type of avodah, then a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets very angry, and there's a charan af, and there's demons that come into the world. There's situations in the world like we're going through now, who knows? Maybe this whole situation is because of the tivus mammon, the issue of tivus mammon in the world. And therefore, Rabbi Nachman told us the main way to break this din is through tzedakah. Tzedakah cools off, if you use tzedakah in the most appropriate way, as much as you possibly can. Tzedakah be'emes, tzedakah from place of ahava, from simcha, of course from dveikis and bitachon. When a person gives tzedakah, he cools off that burning desire for mammonis, as he's now opening himself up to give to others, which is not always easy, to do it in the most real, most lishma way. But when he does that, and he tries to do business, and when he tries to work on his semeach b'chelko, that he shows you happy with his lot. So he's cooling down that desire for tivus mammon. He's opening himself up. And when he opens himself up, a Kadosh Baruch Hu opens himself up. And the demon are mitigated, the demon go away, and chesed, the chesed that a Kadosh Baruch Hu built the world with, olam chesed yibane, that chesed flows through the world once again. And when we do that, and we start to give tzedakah, and we start to allow ourselves to be involved in chesed, in a certain way we are rebuilding the world, in a world of chesed, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu 5,780 years ago built the world of chesed, olam yibane, so too we, when we get tzedakah, we're also building the world of chesed. And when you build the world of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and is in that world. So we're getting closer to the alignment, or the realignment between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then what happens next, says Rabbi Nachman, is that when you have chesed flowing through you properly, and you're in the right mindset, and you are becoming less selfish and more selfless, and you're becoming one with the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, a world of selflessness, a world of chesed, so then you're being zocha. We're in halacha base. We're in the Hakdama, really, halacha base. You're then zocha to das. Das means an internalized knowledge, and specifically, and the highest is an internalized knowledge, a real deep appreciation, a real, real understanding, an awareness of Hashem's imminence in creation. And you want to then connect to that. And you want to become part of that free-flowing world of chesed. And when you're involved in that, then you have that das. And when you have das, we're going to see in 1 minute, I'm just going to, as a hagdama to the hagdama, when you have das, and you're allowing the Kadosh Baruch Hu into your mind, so not only by your hand, by giving, you're creating a world within yourself of chesed, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu's in that world. But when you start to have das, you're now bringing Kadosh Baruch Hu closer into who you are. Because now you're making a place for Kadosh Baruch Hu in your mind for Hashem to dwell. That the Shechina Shaloi, the Shechina dwells in a place of chesed and in a place of das. And since this whole Torah of Menachem is trying to get us to be aligned with Hashkafa Shlema, Kadosh Baruch Hu's watchful eye, the more we build our das, our awareness of Him, so we're then in His awareness. So let's continue for a moment. Now we're on page 88. We're in the new Breathless Research Institute edition of the Likutei Halacha. Today we have Hakdama here. On page 88, we're just continuing. Chazal teach that acquiring das. Right now we're We're in that world of Das. Rabbi Nachman said you go from Chesed to Das. We're moving up. That acquiring Das, the Gemara tells us, is analogous to building the Beis HaMikdash. Read number 14 on the bottom. Chazal based this analogy on an observation that the word Das and Mikdash appear in the verse, in verses, in Tanakh, with the name of Hashem placed both before and after them. The Pasuk in Shmuel says, and the Pasuk in Shemos, have the word Mikdash and the word Das surrounding the name of Hashem. And therefore, the Chazal, the Gemara says, that anybody, he says, Rabbi Elazar adds, based on that, for someone who has Das, someone with Das, Das is a very deep sphere. It's a complicated sphere, and it takes a long time to work on. But for someone with Das, when he works on that, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash has already been built in his day. So they continue. In other words, he already possesses a level of awareness that will be universal in the Messianic era. When the Beis HaMikdash will again stand. When Yidden went to the Beis HaMikdash, when the Yidden went up, Ali the Regal, or those who lived there, when they went to the Beis HaMikdash, they were taken. They were so taken by an awareness of their bonishul, even though you cannot see them with your eyes. But their entire mahus, their entire essence is filled with godliness, elokus. That's one of the reasons why they did go Ali the Regal. Three times a year, those Yidden who did not live in Yerushalayim had to go because they needed to taste. They needed to be involved. They needed to be saturated with that awareness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that they could take back with them to their homes, and that would last the whole year. So they continued in the note, having fulfilled his personal obligation to bring awareness and knowledge of Hashem into the world, for him the Beis HaMikdash is already built. And where does the Kaddish Baruch Hu dwell? In the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, a person has Das, and he works on himself. He explains back on top, on page 88, second, the end of the first line. Just as the Beis HaMikdash is the abode of the Shekhinah in this world, the Beis HaMikdash is where the Shekhinah Kedesha, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, dwells in this world with in the greatest revelation. Das is the abode of the Shekhinah in the mind. We can build the Beis HaMikdash. Bil Vavi Mishkan Evne. Bil Vavi, in my heart, I build the Mishkan. Through my Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then dwell in that place. By Das Hashem, Hashem dwells in that place. Building Das, says Rabbi Nachman. Now we go to the next stage. The next stage is building Das brings to a new revelation of Torah. That's what we're trying to get to, which in turn draws upon the caring watchfulness and the inflow of Hashem's full Hashgah. So Rabbi Nachman finally finishes off. This is many, many pages. We're doing it very, very quickly. I'm trying to give over as much as we can in a limited time. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. But Das then connects us to Torah. So let's read number 15 on the bottom for 1 second. To the generation of tzaddikim, those individuals with ample das Torah, das Hashem, those tzaddikim, a new revelation of Torah refers to the new Torah insight that they reveal in order to bring themselves or others closer to Hashem. Now, the Rambam doesn't say, is it Taras Migla, is it Taras Mister, he doesn't say. But when we were learning the Chabura, we were talking, Mistama, it's more connected to Pinyas or Torah. The whole range of whatever you translate Pinyas or Torah has doesn't just mean a chiddush in a Tosfos. It might mean that, but it means a deeper understanding. We said either a deeper understanding in Nigla into the Avoda, into the Kavanas of Nigla, but also Pinyas or Torah. But these new insights that you can bring down, it's going to get us closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As it applies to everyone else, not the tzaddikim, us, it refers to a renewal of their dedication to and enthusiasm for Torah study. That this new das gets us more excited to learn Torah, which they accomplish as a result of the spiritual advice and guidance they gain from the tzaddik's teaching. The tzaddik brings down a new Torah, and the talmidim, those who surround themselves with the tzaddikim, as Rabbi Nachman always says, of course, you have to connect with the tzaddikim. It's very, very important for many, many reasons. But when you listen to the tzaddik's Torah, his deeper levels of Torah, and his advice that he gives, it awakens inside of you a fire. It awakens inside of you a new das of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and then you become enthusiastic that you yourself are on fire to learn Torah more. You yourself are on fire to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu more. So das for the tzaddik brings new insights, and that helps the whole world, specifically those people who are connected. So let's continue. So then when you have the new Torah insights, we'll explain more in 1 second, when you have that new Torah being brought down to the tzaddikim, that's when the careful watchfulness or the Hashgacha Shlema of a Kaddish Baruch Hu comes into the world. He explains. for the Torah itself, this is what Menachem says, something unbelievable that nobody else says. For the Torah itself is the power of vision associated with Hashem's seeing eye of compassion, his hashkacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the world, he sees the world through the Torah Kedoshim. Look at 16 on the bottom. This is a note from the Torah of the Gimel. The written Torah that you see on parchment is comprised of four components known as Tanta, a Tess, a Nun, a Suf, and an Av. These are Ta'amim, which is the cantillation marks that you don't see in the Torah, but the Bali Kore, they sing the Psukim. Nekudos are the vowels, Pasach, and a Kama, and a Shra, and a Tzeir, and a Segel. Again, you don't see that in the Torah, but we know, we have a Masorah how to read it. It's there. Tagin are the crowns on top of a few of the letters. Not all the letters have Tagin. Some of the letters have Tagin. And then Osiris are the letters themselves. That's Tanta. So the Torah is made up of these four parts. The letters, the vowels, the Tamim on top, and the Osiris themselves. And the Arizal says, he brings down, the Arizal teaches that Tanta signifies the spiritual light that emanated from Hashem, from the eyes of Adam Kadmon, which is a world before our world. Every world, we're not going to get into this now, but all the worlds come. They are an expansion or hishtalshus from Adam Kadmon, or otherwise known as Ak. That's also in reference to the Keser, higher places of Keser where Adam Kadmon is. So therefore, Tanta, these four parts of the Torah come from the eye of Adam Kadmon to form the world of Atzilus. The highest world that we generally speak about is the world of Atzilus. Most people know four worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Adam Kadmon is even above that, and everything comes from there. So to get to Atzilus, Adam Kadmon has eyes and a mouth and a nose, different parts, of course not physical. And the light that emanates from the eyes of Ak is going to form the world of Atzilus. Now, in 4, the lesson of Rabbi Nachman, he bases the connection between Torah and sight on the parallel between Tanta and the four colors of the eye. Rabbi Nachman says that the four parts of the Torah, Tanta, are in reference to the four parts of the eye, the pupil and the white. I don't know the different, the color of your eye and the pupil and the white that's around the eye and the eyeball itself. I forgot exactly what he said. But those four parts is like the eyes of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As it relates here, Tanta signifies the power of vision of Hashem's seeing eye of compassion, namely Tashkah. The Kitzur, the Menachem says that a Kodesh Baruch whose eye is the Torah. Hashem sees the world through the Torah. Like it says, Astaka Baraita Barayam. Hashem looked into the Torah and created the world. So as the Torah is in the world, Hashem sees. So when you bring new insights into the world, new Torah insights, from Das, from Chesed, from breaking your Tavis Mammon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then sees the world in a clear way. And you, who learn the Torah, you, who connect yourself to a tzaddik, who's teaching that Torah, you're going to become aligned with Hashem's eyesight. Hashem's eyes are the Torah, and as you learn Torah, you then align yourself with His eyes. And then Hashkach HaShlem, then Hashem watches over you. And then, as we said, when we learn the Chabura, and the more you learn the Pinyas, then you're looking back at the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have that unification where Hashem's looking at you, and you're looking at Him. Therefore, the closer a person is to the Torah, back on top, the more fully he is impacted by and benefits from Hashem's Hashkach. That's how you enter the Hashkach HaShlem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through a high level of Torah, through insights of Tzaddikim, but those Tzaddikim only got that, those levels of insight through their Da'at, through their Chesed, through breaking the Taivas Mam. And in that way, they're Zohar to Hashkach HaShlem, and we, who connect to the Tzaddikim, we can also be impacted by that Torah. They can help us work on our private moment. They can help us build our chesed. Listening to a Torah sage, listening to a big tzaddik, helps our doubt. And then we also can be involved in the eyesight of a Kodesh Baruch and the Hashkach HaShlem of a Kodesh Baruch. Mitzvah tomorrow, we will continue and we'll finish this hakdama, and then we can start the halacha of Rabbi Nachman. Shabbat, everybody.